Generations of farmers will keep an old tradition alive at the 73rd annual International Plowing Match. They will compete to plow a field with horses. Here's reporter Sarah Eden Wallace with the story.
This is something you rarely hear nowadays.
Team.
It's the sound of working horses. About 40 huge draft horses and 20 humans will face off for most of the day on an empty field in the oldest plowing match in the United States. George Bowen grew up on a nearby dairy farm and has competed for 14 years.
Most of the guys down here that are plowing in the adult class are grandsons and sons of the guys that started this match. And when they started it, it was a big deal. And these generations have continued to be that way. Some of the generations were here in walkers and wheelchairs, and they're all coaching. It's kind of a rite of passage, really.
Those coaches are happy to share their memories.
Yeah, everything was done with horses. There was no other way to get it done.
That's Fred Polander. Now in his 80s, he first competed as a teenager in this plowing match during World War II. He took home the trophy 5 times in his prime.
Oh, boy. If you go out to win the plowing match, it's the hardest work you do for the rest of the year, including haying.
And there's a lot to learn. The plowed furrows are scored on depth, firmness in packing, and the all-important covering of weeds. The Teamsters aim to turn rough green sod into a stretch of brown cultivated earth that's ready for seed. The plowing has to be done using mostly voice commands. You're disqualified if you so much as slap the reins on the horses. In the 1960s and 70s, up to 3,000 people would gather to watch the plowing match. Early competitors won a trophy and a sack of grain. The Teamsters still take it seriously. Craig Shagrin's father and grandfather were among those old-time champions, and now his sons compete alongside him.
But it's still a pride thing. You still want to do good.
Yeah.
Got to keep the tradition going. You know, if the younger kids don't do it, it's going to die away. So got to get the younger kids involved and teach them.
Passing on that skill takes patience. Dan Wykamp's father and uncle were expert plowmen.
And then you see we have a knot tied in his line. So if you tie a knot in each line, that holds him back so that they can be even when they're walking. But a lot of guys don't know that trick. That's something else I learned from my uncle.
That uncle was Corny Verdun, a Linden farmer who helped start the plowing match and won it 13 times. Dan's nephew Creighton Smith will be using Verdun's plow on Saturday. He knows he has big shoes to fill.
Most everything I've learned has been from Dan. A lot of things that he's taught me, he learned from Corny and from his dad. Yeah, it's cool knowing that this has been the same way for so long, working with horses in our family. So,
Reen Manning agrees. Her mother started teaching her to plow when Reen was 14.
It's just to bring back old times. You just can't all turn to machines, and got to keep some old-fashioned in there.
George Bowen learned about plowing from his grandfather and thinks old-fashioned is just great.
There's a point where all of a sudden you find that it's you and the horses, and it's very peaceful. There's nothing quite like turning a furrow quietly and smelling the earth behind two horses.
At the International Plowing Match, those furrows are dug 3 and 4 generations deep. I'm Sarah Eden Wallace for KUOW.
The International Plowing Match begins tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning at Perfusion Park in Linden in Whatcom County.